This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Have you marked our car boot sale down in your diary yet? We are hosting the first AREG Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale on Saturday, September the 3rd at Dogs SA, David Roche Park, Cromwell Street, Kilburn. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. for sellers, and buyer ticket sales kick off at 9 a.m. with the seller arena opening to buyers at 10 a.m. There will be a barbecue and coffee on offer prior to opening. Entry is just $5 for buyers and seller spots from $10. We can also cater for those sellers bringing a trailer. Please note that payment accepted for admission on the day will be cash only. DX Radio Systems, Australia's only flex radio dealer, have confirmed their attendance and will be joining commercial sellers Connect VK and QSL comms on the day. We'll also be giving away door prizes donated by Tet Mtron, Ultronics and Scope IT. To book your seller site, simply send us an email at vk5arg@areg.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Alpha Romeo Golf at areg.org.au. And for more information, visit our website or check us out on Facebook. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be our annual general meeting, to be held on Friday, August 19th at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors open at 7:30 with proceedings starting at 8 p.m. Our guest speaker for the evening is Adrian, Kilo Oscar 8, Sierra Charlie Alpha, one of the team members of the 3 Yankee Zero Juliet Bouvet Island D-Expedition, who will join us via Zoom from his home in New York. Adrian will take us through the challenges facing the 3 Yankee Zero Juliet team and preparatory work that has been completed so far for this epic adventure, which is planned to be QRV in January 2023. Bouvet Island ranks number 2 on Club Log's most wanted list and is also considered one of the most remote parts of the world. So if you're a DX hound, this is one presentation you won't want to miss. Everyone is welcome to come along on the night. And just another brief reminder that our next monthly fox hunt will be held on Friday, August the 12th, kicking off from the car park of the Adelaide Aquatic Centre off Jeffcott Road, North Adelaide. Hounds can assemble from 6 p.m. with departure at 6:30. This event is also open to everyone. And once again, for more information, check out our website or look us up on Facebook. 73 from AREG.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi everyone, this is Andrew, VK5, Oscar November Echo, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We have a couple of events happening in August, starting with Narunga Lighthouse Weekend on the 20th and 21st of August. All are welcome, and the club station will be operational as VK5 ARC Portable. Come make some contact with us. Come camping for the weekend, or just a day trip. On the 27th and 28th, Mike, VK5 Zulu Charlie, will be holding a foundation exam weekend with a full review and presentation is given, then the exam on a Sunday. An excellent opportunity to get that amateur radio licence. Contact Mike on 0423 672 004 or VK5ZuluCharlie@scark.org.au. Our general meeting will be held on the 25th of August at our club rooms on Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows. All welcome and starts at 7:30. 73, this is Andrew, VK5ONE, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Next Friday, the 12th of August, will be the general meeting for the North East Radio Club, and on that night, one of our main gurus, Brian, VK5VI, will be giving us the rundown on switch mode power supplies, which is something we all need to learn about, that so many of the pieces of equipment these days have got those type of power supplies installed in them. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall, get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and Yeah, the usual deal will be there about being COVID safe, and of course we'll have tea and coffee and soft drinks available. So that's next Friday for Brian, VK5VI, giving us a talk on switch mode power supplies. And on the 20th and 21st of August, it will be the 150th anniversary of the telegraph line from Adelaide to Darwin Expo at the Hectorville Community Centre, which is at 47 Reed Avenue, Hectorville. And there will be all sorts of items on display there, showing you all about the telegraph station and the telegraph line that was established back then. And there will be also stations operating, so there'll be a special edition of a QSL card for anybody that contacts the stations. So don't forget that. That's the 150th anniversary of the Todd Telegraph Line Expo on the 20th and 21st of August at the Hectorville Community Centre at 47 Reed Avenue, Hectorville. And, of course, the usual nets are on that the Northeast Radio Club run every Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Houghton repeater. There is the Coffee Corona Club net, and you can come up and have a quick chat. And after that, you can go to the Tea Tree Gully Library for the Coffee Club meeting, which is always very enjoyable. Get to meet a lot of the members and have a chat about all sorts of things. And then, of course, on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the link, the Adelaide Link repeater network, is the F Troop net, and that's always an enjoyable time to finish off the week with a talk about what you've been doing. And yeah, the Adelaide Link repeater network is very well managed by Shane VK5NRV and his team. So thanks very much for that effort. The Adelaide Link repeater network is very good, covers quite a broad area. So don't forget that, every Fridays at 5 p.m. for the F Troop net. Well, that's all I have for this week. So I hope you're all staying clear of COVID, staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of WISO Australia and its committee. WISO South Australia is also seeking a few more volunteer radio amateurs to assist in radio communications and logistics support for the upcoming MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held on Sunday, the 18th of September 2022 at Tanunda and surrounds. And this event is not to be missed, as it's a new event for WISO South Australia and its volunteers. So if you're interested in assisting this event, then please contact me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, my email address, which is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and I look forward to volunteering alongside of you. A financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all WISO South Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The committee wish to thank the volunteer ham radio operators who have already put their hands up to assist radio communication logistics for the MSS Barossa Rally. So why not come out and be part of this great team of volunteers, and it's a great opportunity to get away for the weekend. The WISO South Australia Radio Net is being held tonight, Sunday the 7th of August 2022 at 2000 hours, with the net controller regularly being Tony VK5FBIC. This net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for 2000 hours, and everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And if you don't have to be a WISO member either to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by WISO Australian Committee member Tony Green, FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves tonight at 2000 hours local time. A text version of this broadcast is available on the White South Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify some details. This has been David, VK5 LSB, saying thanks for listening and I look forward to volunteering alongside you in the field at the MSS Bros Rally on the 18th September. Cheers to 73 all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday, the 7th of August 2022. Last week I gave you a bit of a rundown on some of the high flyers in our group and listed some of their achievements. This week I will delve a bit deeper into the roles that some more of our members play in our community. We have a former CEO and more lately senior exec with large charitable institutions, a senior retired educator, a couple of graziers, a police officer, a couple of truck drivers, three or four electricians, a former ETSA linesman, a serving SA Power Networks leading hand, a retired motor mechanic, a retired engineer, two or three who worked in the radio repair industry, an instrument technician, electrical salespeople, a couple of broadcast technicians, retired PMG and Telstra workers, and a serving Telstra supervisor, a retired nurse, a bulldozer operator, retired teachers, timber industry workers, and numerous others whose occupations I'm not sure of. I'm sure that your clubs have a similar cross-section of occupations, which just proves that the hobby has something of interest to a wide range of people. The hobby itself is very diverse, with a branch to catch the attention of almost anyone who is remotely interested in electronics or communications. In these troubled times, the saying, when all else fails, seems to be gaining importance, as amateur radio has proved many times that, in times of emergency, it is often the only form of communication available, at least in the short term. Many of the high-tech and very costly official systems fail in times of flood or fire, or God forbid, even worse. The technology itself also continues to evolve, with the advent of numerous digital modes now available to us, including digital voice on HF. It's an ongoing source of concern that young people, at least in our part of the world, do not seem to have the curiosity or interest in joining us. I'm unsure if that is because of a lack of promotion or just a general lack of interest in anything much except for platforms like TikTok, Twitter, etc. from the younger generation. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the AHARS news for the week beginning Sunday the 7th of August 2022. We have been expecting some news from the Girl Guides management about the future of the Shack site this week, but we've not heard anything. We will continue on as usual and have our shack mornings and other events at the shack until we hear the news. Urgent. We've been asked by the Girl Guides to run a Jota event in October on the 15th to the 17th, or part thereof. If you're prepared to assist with this event, please email me as soon as possible. philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstore@adam.com.au. I'm hoping this can be held in the Girl Guides Hall, as we have the infrastructure we require there. In August, our next RSL lunch will be on the 12th of August, and the first coffee and chat will be on the 13th of August. Remember, we'll still be in the Girl Guide Shack, but we do not know for how much longer. The church have found us storage space at the venue and we'll be able to store our magazines and library at the venue soon. The other stuff we do not need access to at meetings, Jeff has offered us storage space in his QTH. Thank you, Jeff, for that. I'm just waiting for us to be able to pick up the keys to that storage space. And John Elliott has volunteered to do that for us very soon. The storage space is just across the passageway from where our meeting room is, and it should be very, very convenient. We will need helpers with trailers or a utility to help us move the stuff from the shack to Jeff's QTH. If you can help with this, please email me, philstore@adam.com.au. I do not have any idea when this will be happening yet. We're going to take our existing two-door cabinets to Jeff's place. Last week's brunch and disposal sale at the shack was a great success, with 27 people eating, and we made a profit of $36 from the food. We also disposed a lot of surplus stuff that was cluttering up the shack. We should have done this several years ago. Thanks to all those who helped on the day. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe and stay away from COVID. VK5 SRP, Phil Store.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.